Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Okay, here we go. It's second date update. We're going to talk to Christy, who messaged us, and she's confused and bewildered over the lack of response from a guy named Darren, who she said, in her opinion, had just a wonderful first date with. So let's bring Christy on right now. Is this Christy?
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
Hi, Christy. I'm sorry. Oh, it doesn't sound like you're doing too well.
No, I've been better.
Why don't we start at the beginning and just tell us what's going on with Darren?
Well, we went out last week, and I haven't heard at all from him since. I tried texting. I tried calling. I even sent him an email, I know. And just nothing. It feels really, really strange.
Yeah.
I just feel confused because I thought that we'd had a really good time. And, you know, I wanted to just kind of pull out all the stops and try to get to the bottom of this and, like, why I didn't hear from him. I know that this happens, but I've never had it happen to me. You know, whenever I've parted ways with somebody, there's always like a reason, you know, there's somebody says something. I've never had a case of someone just disappearing.
Right. Is there anything that might have happened, Christy, during your date with Darren that could have maybe scared him off?
I've been racking my brain. I can't think of anything. I mean, it wasn't like some fairy tale date, but we had a nice time. Like, we went to a restaurant. We had a nice meal. You know, I just ordered like a pasta dish and a glass of wine. So it's not like I had the ribs or got messy or anything.
Honestly, I think guys love it when the girls are a little messy. I'm just throwing that out there. But obviously, you're really disappointed. And you had obviously a great conversation and a great night. You just thought that there would be something more after the date, right?
Yeah. And it, like, you know, we didn't make out, but we had a really like big hug. And the whole thing felt really sweet and nice. And I really thought, like, I was going to hear something, and he just disappeared.
All right. So we're going to try to get some answers for Christy, but remember, it can get awkward.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Darren?
Yeah, this is he. What's up?
Darren, this is Thunder and PT here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the air, and we are calling to follow up. This is something we call Second Date Update, and we're calling to follow up on a date that you had last week.
Oh, man. You're going to need to be a little bit more specific, because it was hectic last week, man, so I don't...
Yeah, and I get with Thanksgiving and all, that makes sense, but what is specifically do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're right about the holidays, but I went on four dates last week, man.
You went on four dates with four different women?
Yeah, but it wasn't the same night. It was four different nights.
Okay. Well, if you recall, one of those nights you went out on a date with Christy. Can you just tell us, you know, what happened with her?
Oh, wow. She was really nice. I had a good time with her. Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so what's the deal then? Why haven't you returned any of her messages? She said she's texted, she's tried calling, and she's even emailed you.
Dude, I mean, you got to understand, to be truthfully honest, I went out with a young lady after that the next night, and we really hit it off. I mean, it was a match, man. So I just rather pursue that.
Okay.
As a relationship,
so you're exclusive. Okay, so you found somebody else that you like a little bit more. All right, listen, Darren, I got to tell you that we've got Christy on the phone with us. Is there just a way that you could tell her that not face to face, but at least over the phone to her?
Oh, man. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, Christy, are you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Go ahead, Darren.
I'm really sorry, you know, that I didn't get back with you.
It's just not really nice to go out with someone and just kind of leave them hanging, you know? I felt really confused because I didn't know what happened. You know, now I know that you were just going out with multiple women at the same time.
What's wrong with that? I got to find the one that I like.
Yeah, I don't think it's really fair to the women. You know, you should at least tell the ones that you're not going to see again that you're moving on so that they have some closure and answers.
I mean, you're right. More importantly, though, with you, I'm so sorry.
Well, I appreciate the apology. There is one way that you can make it up to me.
And what's that?
You promised me that you're going to call the other two girls and tell them what happened.
Wow, that's kind of tough. I mean, they're not reaching out to me, so, you know, it is what it is, to be honest with you.
Listen, I understand where you're coming from because of the way you feel, and that's why we're here at Second Date Update. And I don't know if those other two girls, they even know who they are right now. And Darren, maybe we'll be bringing you back a couple more times on Second Date Update.
Which I don't have a problem with.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But get ready for your phone to ring a couple more times maybe from us. But Christy, I think you can understand. I think sometimes that guys we just sort of, it's awkward. And in the past, this has happened to me too. So I think it's... I think it's just everybody. I think that's just an awkward thing for a lot of people to do. It's like you kind of either get the hint or you don't. I'm sorry for you. You just sound like a wonderful woman, and we just wish you all the best.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Okay. And Darren.
Yeah, I appreciate that now I know.
Yeah, right. Well, at least that's what we're here for. I know sometimes it can get really awkward here on Second Date Update, but thanks for being on the show, guys.
All right. Thanks.
And this does pose the question, does a guy need to text a girl back after a first date that he's not interested anymore? That's on our Facebook page. We'll get some of the response from you coming up in just about 8 minutes here on The Wolf.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.